Hi all, welcome to the third summer in iOS tutorial. So in this tutorial I am planning to do a list view application. So first I will create a new project, select single view app, enter in the name, tap next, project name and the location, selecting desktop, list view, and create. Okay. Then I will open main storyboard here. It will take some time. Okay, in here you can see it has one view controller. Actually, to list to implement list view controller, we need to use UI table view controller. So it means we need to use UI table view controller instead of view controller. So I will select that one and press the delete button to delete, and then we need to search UI table. This is the one. Drag into that one. So you can see the previous in here it says UI view, but if we use when we use UI table view controller, it has a table view. So then in here you can see that view controller here. Let me open the view controller. So it means it's inherit from UI view controller, but we need another view controller for that one, but it should be inherit from UI table view controller. So I will delete this one. Okay. Remove from project. Okay, now we need to create a new one. New file, iOS, and then dialog view controller, empty view interface. Okay, view controller. I will remove that one. The both views. Okay, create again. View controller and my list view controller. Yes. Okay. So in here you can see another file created automatically. It's called my list view controller nip file, right? So I need to remove that one for now. Okay, because we are using storyboard and we can link with storyboard, but if you use zip file, we don't need we don't need storyboards, but we have storyboard, so we can remove that file. And then here we need to use UI table view controller. Okay, and constructor, actually we need to change that. Okay, And here it should be like this. Remove the comment, okay, and remove this method. We don't need that one, okay. Then open again the storyboard and select the table view controller. You can see that it's getting from UI table view controller. How to check that? So we need to select the view controller from document outline, and then we need to go to property and widget. So you can see UI table view controller. We need to select our one. Yes, my list view controller. Okay, cool. So we will run that one. It's loading. Okay, we are getting a blank list view. Okay, stop that one. Go to my list view. Okay, now. Okay, we need create an array string array table items curl name string array bracket item one. Two, three, four, maybe another one, item five. Okay. Semicolon. Okay, now table view dot source. So now we are trying to bind the data to table view, so we need to use this property. It's called source. Then new, okay, then again we need to create a new instance, but it should be inherit from UI table view source, right? So I will create new class from here. Okay. Public class table view source inherit from UI table view. Sorry, oops, source. Okay, new table view source. Okay, we need to create constructor and passing the table view items. Okay, here we need to write a constructor public table view string array items we need to create a property string list item. Okay, here we need to set list item equal items. Okay, you can see the issue. You have one issue, so it means that table view source does not implement inherit abstract method. Okay, view methods UI table view source row in section. Okay, write that on public. Override and init. Okay, here the one row in section. Yes, this is the one. Okay, remove that one. We have one other few methods we need to implement. Yeah, get set. Okay, public override. Y table table view cell number of cells. No, we can number of section, we can ignore that. That UI table view public override UI table view. Okay, that's not the one that I want. So, let's see UI. Okay. UI table view. Alright. Okay. So okay, we need return first. Item list item dot length. Okay, now it's fine. So get, yes, get set. That line. Okay, we need to return UI table view cell instance here. Okay, to create UI table view cell equal table view dot cube reusable cell. We need identifier. Let's say cell. I will explain why we adding some static text, static string cell. And then semicolon. Return the cell. Okay. Cell dot text label dot text call some text. Some text here. Okay, see what happened. Okay, it's crashing. Okay, then set. Okay. We need to go to the storyboard and then select cell here, and you can see identify. So we need that string cell, cell identify here that I enter. And now okay, it's loading now. Okay, now what? Okay, now we have a list of item on table view source here, and we have passed that items to source. Then we need to catch that item. So we have that array list item dot okay yeah getting index. So the row number will be here index path from index path dot row. So it means the row index, then okay here yeah. Cool. So that's it with this tutorial. Let's try with a custom list view cell with next tutorial. Thank you.